Whether you're after a new bike, pre-owned, parts, or top-tier service and repairs, Boneyard Cycles has you covered. From Harleys to cruisers to sport bikes and everything in between, Paul and his crew are here to get you on the road in style with no dealer or dock fees ever. So what are you waiting for? Visit Boneyard Cycles at 507 Pyramidary Road in Anderson or at BoneyardCyclesOnline.net today.
Walt Dip, Tulip Road Rage. The only thing we have on in ESPN is we have this girls' high school, our girls' Little League World Series or whatever they call this, thing. I'm guessing that the players' families are watching this. I mean, can't imagine really anybody else's. I have no idea. I do know that the color of that face mask on the batter, Sam, that's strangely reminiscent of another color I remember seeing on women's basketball courts. Strangely,
something come to mind.
Yeah, it's strangely reminiscent, and that'll actually take us into this story.
That's a hell of a segue.
I don't know where I bumped into this. On Fridays I'd like to include some odd stories. One of these actually is like a year old, but the other one actually just happened. I just can't go into all the details of the one that just happened, but I am going to tell you about this one and then let you know what the other dude did and what you probably ought to not do. All right, so here's one thing, all right? I don't know where you get magic mushrooms. And I did read recently that there are now some scientific claims that magic mushrooms greatly enhance life expectancy, and that there's a belief that they've tested it on rodents. Now, I don't know what kind of life you're going to have. Apparently a penisless one, because this guy did magic mushrooms, and then he amputated his own penis with an axe, and he stored it inside a snow-filled jar. See, on the list of things I don't want to happen to me,
that's pretty high.
That'd be high. That'd be very, very high. Be way up there.
I'm guessing the rodents didn't do any of that when they were. That was not part of the testing process.
Yeah, no. I mean, in a gruesome case, which doctors have described as the first of its kind, thank God for that, psychedelics and sharp objects do not mix, as this fellow found out the hard way. The 37-year-old man amputated his own penis with an axe after taking magic mushrooms. The bloke was holidaying in Austria when he consumed the Class A drug, which is known to cause hallucinations, impact the senses, alter the thought process of the user, distort their sense of time, and have an effect on their emotions. According to a nauseating report published in the Mega Journal of Surgery, he had four or five magic mushrooms at around 9 p.m. while alone in his accommodation before he suddenly decided he had an axe to grind.
Now, come on.
I love the way this article's on today. The man, who is said to have a history of depression, excessive alcohol abuse, blacked out before taking the sharp tool to his tackle and chopping it into four pieces.
Oh, my God.
After the inevitable bloodbath and sheer agony ensued, the patient came to and ligated the stump before leaving the property and hauling himself down the street in search of help. He stored what was left in a snow-filled jar, and although this might sound like a pretty savvy move from someone on psychedelics, it was dirty and there was a lot of soil in there for good measure. While stumbling down the street, bleeding profusely and clutching the container, a passerby found him to be in a confused condition and took him to the next village, where he was then transferred to Austria's hospital Feldkirch. The tourist was rushed straight in the operating theater, where doctors tried to control the excessive bleeding from his private region while duly disinfecting the remnants of his... some of this I'm not going to be able to read.
His member.
Yes. Surgeons were able to reattach. Yeah, I'm not reading that. I'm basically not going to read any more of this. But get the gist. Yeah. Here's a photo of some magic mushrooms. So I would say, you know, just as a.
When you said here's a photo, that was a terrifying start to that sentence.
I would suggest that you do not engage in any magic mushroom eating. And I also would suggest you have more common sense than the other guy. Because the other guy, and this one just happened.
You can't even get into it without laughing.
We had a story like a few years ago where these women were going to the back of this tile shop in South Florida to get butt enhancements. Now, you know, apparently a caulk gun is all it takes to do butt enhancements in some places in South Florida. It ended very badly for these women who decided to go to the back of the tile shop for discount butt enhancements. See, to me, that just sounds like a bad idea right at the start. Discount butt enhancements, back of a tile shop, it all sounds dumb. It really sounds like something you ought not to do. If you're intent on getting a butt enhancement for whatever reason, you should probably actually go to a butt enhancement doctor, one who has a degree in butt enhancement or something of the sort, as opposed to a tile shop. I may be wrong, but I'm thinking that they used a standard caulk gun on these women and pumped them up. And again, it didn't go well for any of the women who went to the tile shop. Well, this other gentleman, he decided to self-treat.
Oh, boy.
And what he decided was that he should inject his penis with Vaseline, which apparently he had been doing for some period of time. Well, the end result of that, well, it went exactly as this one did. It resulted in amputation. So I'm guessing we can figure what his original goal was. The long-term end to it was it worked out exactly the opposite way. I would not do any of those things.
Did he test that one on rodents? Were they
priors? Sure. I'm not sure. What makes you think that any of that is a good idea? I mean, how blanked up in the head do you have to be to think of any of these things, any of the things I just mentioned? How screwed up do you have to be to think that any of these things would be a good idea? Just some common sense road rage advice. Not good ideas. Don't do any of those things.
I like how you point out in the first one, when he came to.
Yeah.
He looks down. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah. When he came to. So it's not smart. And then there's this. UK court finds men who stole $6 million gold toilet guilty. Mm. First of all, I'm sorry. Why does anyone have a $6 million gold toilet? I mean, you know, before you get to what happened and why it happened, the why is, I mean, you could find nothing better than to spend $6 million on than something you're going to crap in. I mean, I just don't get it. For the life of me, I do not understand why anyone would have, first of all, who makes one? Where do you go to get a $6 million? I'm looking right at it right here. It's a $6 million gold toilet.
It is very gold.
Yeah, it's very gold.
We can confirm.
Yes. It turns out that a porcelain throne can also be made of gold. At least that was the vision behind Italian artist Maurizio Catalan's artwork titled America, created in 2016. First of all, I don't like that, Maurizio. I'm not a big fan, Maurizio, of your titling that America. You know, a gold toilet. I think he's trying to send us a message there, Sam, and I don't think it's a positive message. I'm thinking that that's the case. In any case, the installation featured a fully functional toilet cast in 18-karat gold. It was initially displayed at the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum in New York City and later at the Blenheim Palace in the United Kingdom, where it was stolen in 2019. You know, I'm sorry, there can only be one of these, right? So if thieves conspire to steal a gold toilet, what do they expect to do with it? They're going to fence the gold toilet to their local pawn shop or what? I mean, what's...
Wouldn't be hard to find,
right?
You'd think.
Right. You would think that, I mean, can they melt it down? I don't know. This week, two of the people involved in the theft were convicted in a UK court. Three things to know. The original heist took place on September 14, 2019, when a group of thieves used sledgehammers and crowbars to remove the toilet from the floor of the Oxfordshire's historic Blenheim Palace.
Wouldn't that break the toilet?
You would think so. It reportedly took them under 5 minutes to escape with a luxurious latrine. Maybe I could get them to do some plumbing work for me. On Tuesday, Michael Jones, 39, was found guilty of burglary in a British court for his role in the theft, while Fred Doe, like Jane Doe, Fred Doe, D-O-E.
Michael Jones is right. My dad's name. I might have some questions for him.
Fred Doe. I don't believe a single word of that. Exactly. Michael Jones and Fred Doe. Sure, that's their names. Were found guilty of conspiracy to transfer criminal property. They joined 40-year-old James Sheen, who is credited with coordinating the plan. Oh, no, he's the mastermind. He was the mastermind. And already has pleaded guilty to charges of burglary, conspiracy, and transferring criminal property. The toilet, which was insured for a value of $6 million, has yet to be recovered. They haven't recovered the $6 million gold toilet. Prosecutors say it was dismantled and sold in parts. Oh, wow. The gold toilet was sold in parts, man.
This next line is great.
Jones was even questioned about having used the toilet the day before the heist. He described the experience as splendid. So the gold toilet usage was splendid. Next chapter says, a gold toilet was art? Absolutely. When this piece was installed at the Guggenheim, because it's at the Guggenheim, we know it's art, visitors were encouraged to interact with it fully. What on earth does that? I don't even want to know.
That raises a very valid follow-up question of where in the Guggenheim was this on display?
Right.
Was this just out in the open? Because that feels like a potential criminal situation.
It does. As NPR's Merritt Kennedy wrote back in 2016, its creator, Catalan, has been described as a provocateur, a prankster, and tragic poet of our times. Yes, provocateur is right. I think we were able to judge that from what he named it. One of his most famous works, La Nona Ora, The Ninth Hour, depicts Pope John Paul II lying on the floor after being struck by a meteor. I'm thinking he's going to hell.
The toilet was in a bathroom in the Guggenheim.
Really? Yes.
Well, Next to normal toilets.
Yes. When it was on display, the golden toilet was often compared to French artist Marcel Duchamp's porcelain urinal called Fountain, a defining piece of 20th century art, which highlighted the absurdity of the art world. The paper reported that Doe will be sentenced in May. Jones and Sheen still waiting at their sentencing dates. Blah, blah, blah. For the full story on America, read about its time in the Guggenheim in 2016. So, who knew there was a gold toilet? Who knew there was a $6 million gold toilet? Who knew that apparently it was a $6 million gold toilet they encouraged to be used?
Well, the experience was splendid.
Yes, the experience was splendid. Splendid. It's much, much more significant. I don't know about you, but I'm just not engaging in a $6 million gold toilet. No thanks. Maybe stealing it was the thing to do. Maybe chopping it up was the thing to do. Maybe they should give these people a reward or something. I'm not sure. I think the whole idea was fairly sordid. I'm just not a fan. Just not a fan of any of it. But yeah, that came across my desk today as well. So there's one of your little sections. I have one or two more of these things that we may get to if time allows. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. By the way, speaking of time allows, I need to get on Underdog. I need my fix. I wasn't on last night. I haven't got on yet today. I can't go without Underdog. Every day, 4 or 5 picks on Underdog. I live on Underdog. I have a season-long futures play, and I'm probably going to make, we're talking Underdog on baseball, but I'm probably going to make 30 season long football plays, futures plays. All so far, I just have one, but it's 8 players. So, I'm going to approach that with my mutual fund approach, just like I would with the Heisman Trophy if I was allowed to, play that in the state. Hey, get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. This MLB season, knock it out of the park on Underdog. Underdog's the leading place to make all your sports picks. You can play now in South Carolina. It's amazing. Millions of fans have already won. Billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100K five-star reviews and millions of players. I'm one of both. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether the player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose from things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. Playing Underdog is easy. Just download the app, then pick higher or lower. It's just that simple. So it starts with downloading the app. Do it. The app, look, I do both the website and the app. The app is better, in my view. So I would download the app. Very, very easy. And you should have it on everything that you own. Any electronic device, you want to be able to play Underdog anywhere. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. Get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. 1,000 times your money. Again, I'm not in yet today. I will be in. Maybe I'll get in here before the end of the show. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to 1,000 in bonus funds. 1,000 when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
I got my orange Tiger gear. I got my parking pass. Wait, the mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day.
At Engineered Sleep, they have you covered. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with five roommates, we've got the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley. Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back-to-school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plotter here. We would be thrilled if you joined us Monday for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar from 6 to 9 a.m. It's a review of the weekend show. Dr. Steve Martin will be with us in our sports med segment. Well, we're going to review the weekend. Major League Baseball, the NFL preseason, the Saturday scrimmages all across college football, the PGA Tour and NASCAR. Should be an awesome show. Love to hear from you. Be thrilled for you to join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain.
We're seeing more and more of this kind of playful wording in some of these articles, like, you know, the cheese guy, the guy who got smothered by the 90-pound wheels of cheese, and in the middle of the article the dude wrote, "That's no Gouda," you know. Well, here we have another one. This is from the AP. And I'm seeing photos of this. God, what a mess. I can't imagine having to clean this up. Here's the title of this article. Hot dog spill shuts down highway in Pennsylvania.
I saw this one.
In Pennsylvania commuters' worst, spelled W-U-R-S-T, worst nightmare. That's actually well done. Shrewsbury, a truckload of hot dogs spilled across a Pennsylvania interstate Friday after a crash that briefly clogged. Now, listen to the wording of this. It's actually sort of clever. A truckload of hot dogs spilled across a Pennsylvania interstate Friday after a crash that briefly clogged the heavily traveled artery in both directions. Crews were struck with a job they did not relish, rolling up the scattered tube steaks for disposal. Once those leave the truck and hit the road, that's all garbage, and it's still pretty warm, Shrewsbury Fire Company Chief Brad Dopperman said. State police said the tractor-trailer had an unspecified mechanical problem on Interstate 83 a few miles north of the Maryland line as morning rush hour was wrapping up, causing it to push into a passenger vehicle. When the truck scraped along a concrete divider, the trailer was ripped open and the contents scattered. Four people required medical attention, Dubberman said, for injuries that police said were not life-threatening. That's good, because, you know, imagine that on your tombstone. How did you die? It's sort of like the cheese guy. It's sort of the same deal. It's less than that's no good. It's not good. All right, Sam. I want to get to Mr. Feldman's list. And if I can, okay, where is it? Bruce Feldman. Here it is. All right. So this list, again, Feldman's listing the most freakish athletes in all of college football. And number one says Jeremiah Smith, says the best college football player in the nation is also its biggest freak, and he won't turn 20 until Thanksgiving. Smith entered college with a ton of hype and backed it up with 76 catches, blah, blah, blah. Part of an unprecedented run in Columbus of elite wide receivers, the 6'3½", 223 pounder is clearly the most gifted. He's the biggest, strongest, fastest. Smith's testing and timing numbers are remarkable. Asked which of his freakish feats this summer he's most proud of. Smith said it's his 225 pounds on the bench for 20 reps. I'm very proud of that. I could probably only hit like 5 before I got to Ohio State. That's a big improvement. I came in weak. Smith's 11-foot broad jump, 38-inch vertical, 23.5 MPHs on the GPS are jaw-dropping for a receiver his size. Could he get up to 24 miles an hour? Woo, I don't think so, he said. That's like track speed right there. Smith, who also squatted 550 pounds, credits the work he's been doing with South Florida-based trainer Pearson Sutton since he was 8 for his explosiveness. The way my trainer, my dad, prepared me, working out 2-3 times a day just made me bigger, faster, stronger. So there's all that. On Smith, look, I have never viewed him as a long speed guy necessarily. He was clocked at 4.47 at one point. There's no mention of that here. 4.47 doesn't put you in the elite speed category. It does sound like he has improved all of his athletic measurables since he got there, and that, you know, speaks to who he is.
It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, and look, given his physical size and strength, which is obviously a problem, if these numbers are accurate, if the 11-foot broad jump, the 38-inch vertical, and the 23.5 miles per hour on the GPS, then that's pretty amazing for his size. And those things, these measurables of athletic explosiveness, there's no outlier. They coincide, which is what they should do. In other words, if you have an 11-foot broad jump, you should have a near 40-inch vertical leap. You should run a 4.440. These kind of things all should fall in a line. If one doesn't, then it suggests that maybe the particular athlete isn't well trained in that event. In any case, Jeremiah Smith, and now this team, look, all they do is collect wide receivers, and now they have another Jeremiah Smith coming in. So, I think the talent at Ohio State is just unbelievable, at least in the wide receiver room. Two is Caden Proctor. Again, one of the great Alabama offensive linemen. Alabama offensive tackle, the biggest by far of Alabama's 3-0 line freaks, the 6'7", 366-pound Proctor's body is 274 pounds of lean muscle mass with 26% body fat. His strength numbers are awesome. This summer, he squatted 815, benched 535, power cleaned 405. That's impressive. Says, honestly, I was even more blown away when I found out he vertical jumped 32 and broad jumped 9'3". He's 366 pounds. Again, this information is being told to him, and I think it's important to remember that. I mean, maybe this proves out, maybe it doesn't. Look, Proctor's clearly one of the threats to win the Outland. I mean, I put him in that conversation. I think Peter Wood's the favorite. Proctor might be the second favorite. I think Ioane of Penn State is going to be in that mix. And what's interesting is I've talked about another Penn State player as perhaps in the Outland Trophy conversation. And what's funny is he's actually on this list. And I hadn't seen this list until the other day. Number three, Sam, is Nicholas Harbor. Harbor was the first back-to-back number one player I've had in 20-plus years of the Freaks list. So he's not back-to-back-to-back. The junior evolved into more of a weapon in the offense in 2024, catching 26 passes for 376 and 3 touchdowns. Rare combination of size and sprinter speed. Harbor's bigger than many college defensive ends, but is faster than almost every receiver in college football. Not almost, all of them. He topped out at 23.6 miles per hour on the GPS. Look, he's faster than that. I mean, I don't completely trust all the GPS times. In 24, the 6'5", 245-pound Harbor ran a 10-1100 meter and 20.20 200 meter for the track team, earning second-team All-American honors, going up against guys half a foot shorter and 60, 70 pounds lighter. This offseason, Harbor's body fat measured 5%. I think what's more important here, Sam, is that now he's now a dedicated football player. He's not messing around with track anymore. I think he did take a step forward. I think Bruce is right. Last year, you know, there's still massive areas that need improvement in terms of his route running. But I think for the first time, he took a step towards being a football player last year. And now I think the dedicated football player part of it allows him to take another step. And when you combine that with Sellers' ability to extend plays, I think this is the year that you get the breakout from Nicholas Harbor.
Harbor presents you with as much as any weaponry or any outside receiver in the country, with more upside than just about anybody out there, and also more of a swing talent for a specific team that if South Carolina gets a really good season out of him, that answers the majority of the questions a lot of people have about the outside or the offense on that team, which is who steps up between him, Bennett, a couple other guys. If he does that, I mean, you mentioned the escapability and the improv and the ability to extend plays, and no one's going to be able to stay with Nick Harbor on a broken play.
Nope.
So you're hoping for another jump there if you're a South Carolina fan. He is, as they say, a freak. I could genuinely still see him having a number one spot on this list. That's how ridiculously athletic he is.
I think he probably is number one, and I think this is the year he makes the big jump, and I think he becomes a legitimate NFL wide receiver candidate this season. Number four on his list. Any other issues with the other guys, the Jeremiah Smith, the Caden Proctors, that's all we've covered so far.
You watch Jeremiah Smith play football, you probably don't need anyone to tell you he's a freak.
That's a fact.
Caden Proctor is also a freak.
Yep. Number four is Amari Washington, Oregon defensive tackle. The 6'3", 338-pound Washington is of the caliber of elite D lineman head coach Dan Lanning saw while in the SEC. Of course, we've got to get that in there. His numbers made
it just
me,
means more.
Right. His numbers made me do a triple take when the staff sent them over. Again, you know, you got to be careful about staff sent numbers. Clemson's had some 419 guys, and there's no such thing. Okay. You got to be careful with, you know, that kind of stuff. Ohio State for years seemed to be, their numbers seem to be running on a 35 yard track instead of 40. So, but. His numbers made me do a triple take when the staff sent them over. To be that massive and clock 20.89 miles per hour, was that downhill? And vertical jump 36 inches is mind-blowing. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to see that. I think Washington's a really good athlete. 36-inch vertical at 338, you're going to have to prove that to me. I'm going to say no to that. Washington squatted 755, bench press 475, power cleaned 385. Yeah, you know.
Good Lord.
You know, listen, the most meaningless weight measurement, Sam, in football is what?
Squat.
The bench press.
Nah,
the bench press is like a completely meaningless thing, and in part
it's
because
a combine favorite.
Yes, but the bench press is the realm of the short-armed man. All right, that's yeah. The reality. If your arms are long, the bench press does not favor you, and all tackles have long arms. So the whole exercise is basically pointless. It's like a carnival thing. You know, there used to be a dude named what was his name? It'll come to me in a second. He played for Bill Snyder at Kansas State. Well, he sort of played. He was on the team. He was a transfer. He came. He originally was at UMass, and he had won the high school state bench championship in the state of Massachusetts. So he went to Kansas State, and eventually he bench pressed 740 pounds, something of that sort, seven something, whatever it was. This dude played defensive tackle. He's 5'11 and like 280, like 5'11, 280, and he played defensive tackle. And at some point, a media member asked Bill Snyder what his chances were of playing this year. And Snyder said, I think he has a great chance to be a strong man in the circus. And that was the reality. Again, he had short little arms, and he was built for that exercise. But the bench press has almost no practical application.
I was going to say, I wonder what the, like, if you could correlate and right. pull up the stats at, like, the combine and see exactly what, because I'm going, you go down the list of the guys who were top 10, 20 in the bench press all time in the NFL, and how many of them turn into really good, it's all D tackles, maybe. Right. How many of them turn into great players?
Exactly. Now, the power clean is very important. That's a measure of explosiveness and strength and all that stuff. That is important, and so is the squat, because that obviously, I mean, you have great running backs who squat big numbers, Barry Sanders, because
Nick Chubb comes to mind.
Because the power in their legs, exactly. Exactly. Chubb was an athletic freak and a true athletic freak. And so, you know, the bench press, though, not all that. Now, it's meaningful for a wide receiver who, you know, if Jeremiah Smith's doing 20 reps at 225, that's meaningful. You know, that's a difference maker in terms of strength. And, you know, and he overwhelms dudes physically at the catch point. He's not just elusive. It's not just athletic. He overwhelms guys at the catch point routinely. I mean, you know, it was obvious to me even before last season, they're just going to throw the ball up in the air to him, and that's all they're going to do. Now, listen, Julian Sang can do that, you know, when it comes to just throwing the ball. There's still not going to be a defense for Jeremiah Smith. You can bracket him. You can do whatever you want. There's not going to be a real defense for him. I mean, if Ohio State just wants to throw the ball up in the air to that guy, he's getting it. You aren't. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, you know. So
most successful guy on the bench press in the top 10, I would say, all time, is probably, at least in the NFL for a year or two, Dontari Poe.
Yeah.
And I mean, if that's your bet, like, it's not a great benchmark to.
Right. And by the way, it doesn't mean that somebody who's successful at the bench can't be good at other things. You know, you could still be athletic. You could still have other attributes. But the bench itself.
On top of everything.
Right.
Else.
The bench itself, very little application. It's sort of neat to note, but not a lot of application. Peter Woods, number five. No, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Peter Woods, number five. After a freshman All-American season in 23, the Alabama native emerged as a bigger force last season, making 32 tackles, 8.5 tackles for loss. See, this is the part that's not really true. He did not emerge as a bigger force last season. He didn't. We're hoping he emerges as a bigger force this season, but that's basically not true. And when I read stuff like that, you know, it makes me wonder about some of the rest of the stuff that you see here. And three sacks while splitting time between DE and D tackle. The 6'3", 20-year-old is quite the physical freak, ranking the top five on his team in muscle mass when he arrived as a true fresh. His latest body composition scan prior to camp showed that 240 of his 310 are lean muscle. He's a rare combination of power and speed for 300-plus pounder. This offseason, Woods bench press 490, did 34 reps of 225. He squatted 700 pounds, power clean 385, ran a 4.86 40, vertical 33 inches. Don't be surprised if Woods ends up as a top five NFL draft pick when he leaves Clemson. He's special. Again, to be clear, Peter Woods has special talent. He has not been special at Clemson thus far. He just has not played up to that ability. And I think a big reason he has not played up to that ability is he's been overweight. And now he isn't, and that's why I can't wait to see the season. I can't wait to see what Peter Woods looks like at 307 or less and the damage he can do because, he always should have been playing inside. You go back to his high school film. He was never a defensive end. He played defensive end, but he was never a defensive end. And he's most explosive. His real role should be three tech. That's who he is. He's a disruptor. He played with violent hands even in high school. You don't see a lot of that. From high school defensive linemen. And so this is the time we're really going to get to see. Peter Woods never, I've said this before, he never needed the extra sand in the pants. He didn't. He never needed to be 330 or 340. He's plenty strong enough that he's not going to be bullied or pushed around in the run game. And so he never needed that extra weight. What he needed was to be this weight, and we're finally going to see what that looks like. And I can't wait to see it. As a part of this picture. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's amazing that we have one segment left. We'll be right back. This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you could win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's the culture of Snyder Tree Care?
As long as I'm in charge of this thing, and I've been doing this 30 years, the culture is people first. It's always people first. We're not going to make a decision to make profits over taking care of people. And it starts with our people, our employees. We offer, you know, benefits. We offer tacos or something every third Thursday when they come in from a hard day's work just to say, hey, thanks for being part of the team. It's little things like that that seem to keep people real happy with us.
Give it to Snyder Tree Care.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
At Davis Services, we know the true value of quality and reliability. Our team is dedicated to delivering top-notch solutions by choosing only the best brands in equipment and materials. At Davis Services, we train our workforce with more than 6,500 working hours per year, so our technicians are methodical in diagnostics and repairs, ensuring your needs are met with precision. Experience the difference with Davis Services today. Call us at 864-432-1785 to schedule your appointment and discover unparalleled service.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. The Upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
think I have a defective water bottle. I've gone to drink this twice and twice spilled it on me. I think it's operator error. I'm not paying attention. But, you know, it is a reminder of the Billy Napier fiasco where he could not open a plastic water bottle, which I still can't understand for the life of me. We have the same water bottles back there, Sam. We've consumed like millions of them. You know, and that includes every size person, every size strength in the building. No one has ever been incapable of opening a water bottle. I still, for the life of me, do not understand it. I don't know if somebody played a practical joke on him and cemented it. Somebody didn't like him. I'm still not sure, but it was it's just not good. When you're already considered somewhat feeble in terms of your status, being incapable of opening a plastic water bottle only adds to that impression.
It's bad for your brand.
It is. It's just awful. You're a football freaking coach. You know, played the game.
It's your whole thing.
Yeah, you can't open a plastic water bottle.
Practical strength.
Right. And especially, you know, those particular water bottles, I mean, they're made with like a tenth of an ounce of plastic. I mean, you should have been able to just rip the thing open. I'm still puzzled to this day what the answer to that was. Did he get the only water bottle on earth? Although I did see a guy at a baseball stadium have the same problem. I don't know. Maybe like one in a million. Maybe it's just sealed. I don't know. Maybe it's just sealed.
And those always happen to be on camera.
Yeah. And worst of all for Billy Napier. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking me. I'll be quick.
No, you're good.
What should I feel more comfortable with for Travis Hunter, taking him at 10-1 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year or 8-1 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Well, there's no
That's
way.
That's my first question.
Okay,
please.
There's no way he's winning Defensive Rookie of the Year. You can forget that. So if you're going to go with him, it's got to be offense. I don't think he wins either, to be honest. I think the notion of him trying to do both in his first year is going to be a little problematic. But that's not where I would go for either one. I mean, I'm guessing that the favorites for the Offensive Player of the Year are Cam Ward and Ashton Gentee, and I would think that those two guys are favorites for a reason. You might look at.
I'm on Marion Hampton pretty heavy.
Say it again.
I said, I'm on a Marion Hampton pretty heavy. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay.
I think that's just kind of it hurts the news we got today with the other lineman getting hurt.
Yeah.
But I made that play before thinking that Harbaugh is just going to run the ball all year.
Yeah. Well, it makes some sense. I do think that another guy that you maybe need to consider is Tyler Warren, because those two quarterbacks can't throw it more than 10 yards accurately, so they're going to have to check it down to him consistently.
And, all right. And
he's
then,
probably going to do the Bowers thing.
Yeah. How do you feel about Cam Ward under – his over-under for passing touchdowns is 19.5, and I know it's Cam Ward, but, like, who's he going to throw 20 touchdowns to?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. He's a much better thrower of the football than Caleb Williams is. I said that last year at draft time.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm high on him. I'm not high on that team, but I'm high on him. When they get to the point of surrounding him with the type of weapons that the Bears have surrounded Caleb Williams with, he's going to be terrific. I really think so.
And then last thing, this is for my DGens. I'm going into the weekend. Let's parlay Cardinals +136 and under 39.5 tomorrow night for the preseason, baby. Let's beat the crap out of the Chiefs. Rise up, Red Sea. Have a great weekend, Walt.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Noah. Yeah, I had people yesterday asking me for preseason football plays, and I said, nope. Look. I'm a degenerate when it comes to underdog and stuff. I am not making preseason football plays. I'm not. That's just dumb. Now, if you're like on some massive heater and you just want to, you know, you're playing with house money, okay, you know, like last night. But Matt and Anderson asked me last night about that, and I told him not to do it. And you know, he told us what he was going to do. Well, he would have lost, so I hope he didn't do it. Number six is really interesting, Sam, on the Bruce Feldman freaks list. It's Dominic McKinley, the LSU defensive tackle. A five-star D lineman who had 3 sacks in his debut season. Looks like he's just getting warmed up. And by the way, the LSU people are are singing his praises right now. The defense has some high-level athleticism in its front seven this year with Harold Perkins, a 225-pound linebacker who hits 22.4. Florida transfer Jack Pyburn, who bench pressed 425 pounds and set an LSU record with a bench peak power output of 2,200-plus watts, also deserving some freaks love. Well, we'll see about what Pyburn does. But it's McKinley who really stands out and probably will be even higher on this list next year. The 6'6", 308-pound sophomore, vertical jump 35 inches, broad jump 10 feet, power cleaned an astounding 418 pounds. Quote, we ran out of weights for him to max squat, said head coach Brian Kelly. It's a 650-pound max squat. I throw that out to you to show you how powerful he is. He's such a great kid. He's grounded every single day. His elite strength, he's going to play a major role in what we do. You know, again, if there's a surprise element, Sam, of LSU in this game, it's going to be the defensive line, and they are really happy about the defensive tackle depth being much better than it's been. And, you know, the defensive end situation, you know, you have two transfers in Pyburn and Peyton, and we'll have to see about them. You know, Chris Blair, the LSU play-by-play guy, was singing the praises of Pyburn from a culture standpoint, talking about what he's meant to them, how he's really a true Bengal Tiger. You know, we'll see how that plays out, but I do think that the LSU defensive front is going to be better than people think, and a big part of that is going to be McKinley.
I am far higher on Pyburn than I am for Peyton, out of the two, I would say.
Peyton's on a milk carton. We haven't seen him since his freshman season.
No idea what you're going to get.
Right. His freshman season, he showed explosiveness and burst, and we've not seen anything from him since. So he's a complete mystery. Now, look, maybe he didn't like what was going on at Florida State. I don't know. Maybe he gets reborn here and we see a more mature version of the guy we saw as a freshman.
It's a leap of faith.
Right, it is. It's a significant leap of faith. And it's also interesting that I've not heard anybody mention him. So, you know, I guess we'll see. Number seven, Logan Jones, the Iowa center. Former basketball player who is in the 260-pound range in high school. Jones first dunked in ninth grade at 6'1". No big deal. Now at 303 pounds, he's one of the country's best centers. Last year, Jones had zero sacks allowed, 280 pass-blocking snaps per PFF. Don't believe anything they say. Although, you know, Jones is good. He set the program record this offseason with a 705-pound squat. That's impressive. He holds the position record with a 36.6-inch vert, 1.53 10-yard split. Now that's impressive. A 1.53 10-yard split for a 300-pound center is impressive. 409 shuffle. His 470-pound hang clean this summer is also a position record. That's impressive. But he was hoping to break the program record for all players held by another Freaks List alum, Tristan Wirfs. It's a good number, Jones said, but I broke my hand in the winter, so I know I could have gotten more. Wirfs was 5. I feel I could have gotten there, or at least gotten close to it. I'm proud of my hang clean, though. Yeah, good reason. I love number 8. I think he's the unknown guy in the whole Penn State picture. He's the guy I talked about the other day, and I said, and I wrote his name. I said, you know, as far as the Outland Trophy, you know, I gave Proctor's name. I gave, I had Peter Woods first. I think Peter Woods going in for me is the likely winner of the Outland Trophy. I think Proctor is next. I think Ioane of Penn State is in this picture. And then I think Zane Durant of Penn State is in this picture. And, you know, I've talked about Durant. Durant is a 290-pound defensive tackle who is a problem. He's insanely disruptive. You know, think the Aaron Donald type when you think Zane Durant. So this says, in his third season on the Freaks List, Zane is, quote, is the best D-tackle I've played against, said Penn State center Nick Dawson, who's faced several top 50 draft picks in his college career, among them Oregon first-rounder Derek Harmon, who I love, Ohio State's Tyreek Williams, who I also like. I've played some dang good defensive linemen, but Zane Durant is easily the best. It's the twitchiness off the ball. It's the lateral movement. It's the combination recovery of being able to counter-move that is a counter to power or speed. It's his IQ, being able to pick up screens, picking out stretch plays, picking up gap schemes, calling it out before the play. It's his killer mentality. I go on for 2 hours about this stuff. He's just a different cat. I agree with all that. I think Durant is a bad man at 290 pounds. And, you know, he's, again, a part of this Penn State picture of why I think Penn State is going to be playing Clemson for the national title. Any thoughts, Sam, on anybody else there that we've covered?
I mean, are we surprised that Penn State has a ridiculously freak athlete on their D-line? No. I mean, they're going to have two or three every year. Yep. Yeah, Logan Jones is going to be a freak athlete because, again, similarly to Penn State with D-line athletes, it's Iowa and it's offensive linemen. Yep. This is what they do. They have mobile, fast, ridiculously strong offensive linemen every single year. It's not surprising when you see the archetypes of players on these lists and where they're coming from that you kind of have the same trends each year.
You know, and generally with centers, with most centers, you either have guys who are good lateral movers or they can anchor. It's generally not both. When you find a guy who can do both, now you have a special guy. And Iowa probably has that in Jones. Nine is Keldrick Faulk, the Auburn defensive end, whatever you want to call him. In two seasons with the Tigers, he's combined 80 tackles, 14.5 tackles for loss, 8 sacks. He doesn't turn 20 until a few weeks into the season. Last year, when he had 11 tackles for loss and 7 sacks, he was at his best in the Iron Bowl. When he had 6 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, forced a fumble, and a fumble recovery, the 6'6", 285-pound junior squatted 700 pounds this offseason and bench pressed 415. Yeah, no question there. Look, 10 is interesting because I've talked about 10 forever. And I don't think he's ever quite played up to this, but I said, it's funny because I said just last week, I think this is a guy who's going to go to the combine for Ohio State and absolutely blow up because Sonny Styles is a super freak athlete. It says Styles has started 28 games and won't turn 21 until November. Last year, he finished second on the team in tackles with 100, 10.5 tackles for loss, 5 broken up passes. The son of former Ohio State star Lorenzo Styles Sr., who won a Super Bowl with the Rams, is a remarkable athlete. 6'4 and a half, 243. He broad jumped 11 feet, vertical jumped 40 feet, squatted 475. The squatting 475 with those others is insane. His body fat's 10%. If not for Jeremiah Smith, Styles would be the Buckeyes' biggest freak. Truth is, it's close between them. Actually, I think Styles might be a bigger freak athletically, and I think at the combine he will prove that. He's a little faster, Styles said of Smith, who hits 23.5 this year. My one last year was 23.2. He's rolling. We're super competitive with each other. We do bike sprints against each other. We push sleds. We have a bunch of great athletes. We're always pushing each other on and on and on. So, look, Sonny Styles is one of the best athletes in the country. He has been since day one. Let's see what else we're about out of time. 11 is Kenyon Sadiq, the Oregon tight end. A lot's going to be expected of him this year. 13 is Landon Robinson, the Navy nose guard. How about that?
Highest ranked quarterback, 33rd, Lenora Sellers.
And I don't think that's high enough for Sellers. I think when you watch what he's capable of, 14 is Dante Corleone. Corleone's like 6 feet and 310 pounds, and he is really athletic for a guy with his build. There's so much more I wanted to get to, but we're not going to do it now because, you know, we're done. I'll see you Monday.